Mornings with a Side of Ranch. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny on Star 102.5.
You might have seen the videos trending on social media as it does this time of year, where adults complaining about not getting their Easter baskets anymore.
I forget what season we're in, and I fall for the videos all the time.
Do you?
My mom doesn't love me anymore. And I go, oh no, why? What's happened? I'm not getting an Easter basket.
Alright, so how old is somebody in your family still getting an Easter basket? Zach in Ankeny, how about you, Zach?
So it's just me, and I'm almost 40, but what it is now, though, is this kind of changed its purpose. I'm a classroom teacher, so we take advantage of the half-off Easter candy sale for my classroom. And I get a bag full of discount candies for my classroom, from the parents. So my students have kind of caught on, and that's how my candy stash is built. But I now get things from students and families the day after Easter, Valentine's Day, and all the major chocolate holiday and candy holidays.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You don't hear about this much, but this is one of the perks of being a teacher. You get all kinds of stuff for every holiday, real or imagined. Right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you, Zach. Have a good day. Appreciate the call. And now Marlis in Nevada. Okay, Marlis, how old are the kids still getting a basket?
Well, this is a memory I have of myself.
Okay.
So I was playing college at Wartburg College, playing softball, sorry, at Wartburg College in Waverly.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a game that was right on Easter weekend. And my parents showed up. Do you remember those little red wagons that you could sit in as a kid?
Yes.
So we had one of those, and my mom filled it with the Easter grass stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought, like, every kind of candy known to man back in 1985.
Yes.
She had that thing just chocked full of candy for the softball team. And I'm never going to forget, you know, we're getting ready for a game. My parents arrive, and my mom wheels over with this wagon full of candy. I mean, the team went crazy. I mean, even my coach went crazy because she was kind of a young gal. And so I want to say that if you ever think you're too old for an Easter basket, I mean, everybody went nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
And she kind of had to say, okay, guys, we got a game to play. You know?
Yeah.
We'll get back to the candy later, but everybody grab something for energy right away.
Yes.
So, I mean, it was just a heartwarming memory. I'm always going to have that.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, I'm in college. I'm not expecting this stuff anymore. But yes, college kids do love Easter baskets.
Or candy wagons.
So, right. So I have three grown children now. I have triplets. They're 25. And they were bothering me the other night. If we come over on Easter, are you going to have baskets? I said, no, but I might throw some eggs in the yard. And I said, when you find them, maybe I'll make some dinner. You know, so we're kind of going for that this weekend.
Thank you, Marlis. Have a great day. Appreciate the call.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The comfy morning equivalent of a hoodie and sweatpants. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.